And judging by the tea leaves, it's not if Florida Senator Marco Rubio will run for re-election. It's which day this week he'll announce. He has till Friday to file. One Republican challenger dropped out last Friday. Another, Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera, says he will bow out if Rubio gets in and urged Rubio to do so. But how will Rubio then address all those pledges he made to never run again because nothing ever gets done in the Senate? Sergio Bustos is national political writer for the AP. He's based in Florida and joins us by Skype. Sergio, what's the buzz?
Well, the buzz is that he looks like Rubio's going to jump in.
Yeah, he told radio host Hugh Hewitt last week that he was at least thinking about it because of the Orlando shootings, of course, there in Florida. He wants to have a voice in fighting terrorism. Let's listen.
When it visits your home state, when it impacts community, you know, well, it really gives you pause to think a little bit about your service to your country and where you can be most useful to your country.
Well, of course, a Rubio victory would help Republicans keep the narrowly divided Senate next year by keeping a Senate seat Republican. But what's in it for Marco Rubio, who, you know, had a terrible attendance record? People say he hated his job.
Yeah, he says he never said he hated his job. That's what he claims. The problem he faces is he could lose twice in the same year, which would be a political embarrassment. You may recall that he went down in the Florida primary to Donald Trump. He lost 66 of 67 counties. The only county he won was his home county in Miami-Dade.
What about his competition? As I said, some people are dropping out to clear the way for him, but not everyone.
That's correct. In fact, there's a wealthy developer named Carlos Baruff, who's much like Donald Trump in running as an outsider candidate. And he could give Rubio a run for the primary. And then after that, he's going to face a very moderate Democrat, Congressman Patrick Murphy. He already took a swipe at Rubio over the weekend, accusing him of using the Orlando shooting as a, quote, excuse, unquote, for re-entering the race.
Now, well, you mentioned Patrick Murphy. He also has to win a primary. Who's he up against?
He's against Congressman Alan Grayson, a very controversial figure down here, who's facing some allegations of conflicts of interest because he's a former hedge fund manager. But the polls show Murphy's got a strong lead on him.
Well, President Obama has endorsed Congressman Patrick Murphy and recorded this new ad. It's targeted at African-American voters, but you might see there's a little zing at the end that could be at Rubio. Let's listen.
In Congress, I could always count on Patrick to have my back. He's been there for me when I needed him. Patrick is a strong progressive, standing up to the Tea Party obstructionists who try to turn back the clock on our progress.
And, of course, Marco Rubio was a Tea Party-backed candidate at one point. So, Sergio Bustos, we wait to see if he jumps back in the race. How do you think this will all be greeted by fellow politicians, you know, that he kind of dissed?
You know, it's a good question because during the primary, when I went around interviewing primary voters, especially those who had backed him in 2010 as a Tea Party favorite, the word they kept using was betrayed. They felt Rubio had betrayed them on the immigration matter. And the really odd thing here, Robin, is that it's almost like Washington is telling Florida to vote for Rubio, and that's not going to go over well in the Sunshine State.
Well, we'll see. Sergio Bustos, national political writer for the AP. Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.